Good morning, everyone. Well, in Copenhagen, you have the macro voices talking about global climate change at the climate change conference.
It is better for us to act than to talk. It's better for us to choose action over inaction, the future over the past. And with courage and faith, I believe that we can meet our responsibilities to our people and the future of our planet.
President Obama, of course, speaking at the Copenhagen Climate Summit. What about the courage and faith of meeting your green responsibilities right here at home and on a micro scale? This is sort of a micro-macro smackdown we've got going here on the Takeaway this morning. We thought it would be really good to take a look at what one town did to make itself green by realizing a set of advantages. It's a little story, classic story, timeless story.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
A story from Kansas. After a tornado destroyed the town of Greensburg 2 years ago, and we're not making light of it, the mayor rebuilt green. All new homes and buildings will meet the highest standards of energy efficiency, and eventually the city's power is going to be supplied by 10 wind turbines, which would make it one of the greenest communities anywhere in the world. Joining us now is Bob Dixon, mayor of Greensburg, Kansas. Bob Dixon, good morning.
Well, good morning to you all. Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh, that's great. Let's get the Wizard of Oz references out of the way right at the top. I mean, you are in Kansas, right?
Correct.
There was a tornado that devastated your town a few years ago, right?
Yeah, on May the 4th, 2007.
And, you know, the green opportunity that meant for your town, of course, references the Emerald City green, right? That sort of thing. Have you created an environmental Oz in Greensburg, Kansas?
Well, we feel that the number one thing was we had a blank slate, a clean canvas. We could paint on that whatever we wanted to after the disaster. In the midst of that, our ancestors built this town in the late 1800s to last a lifetime. It's our awesome responsibility to make sure that the buildings and the homes we're building will last a lifetime for that legacy we want to leave for future generations.
Mayor Dixon, how did you come up with the consensus to actually proceed down this road politically, and what surprises did you discover along the way?
Well, at the time of the storm, a barrel of oil was $150 a barrel, and gas at the pump was $4 a gallon. So it became real evident real quick that we could sell energy efficiency and our consumption, control our consumption, because it's about dollars in your pocketbook. And we are very conservative conservation people. In the Midwest, our ancestors taught us if you take care of the land, it takes care of you. And also we're people rooted deep in our faith, so environmental stewardship means a lot. And that is the selling point that we have, is it's just taking care and being good stewards of the resources we've been blessed with.
All right. Well, Mayor Dixon of Greensburg, Kansas, I want to get into some of the specific building codes in a moment. But Matt Dellinger, writer, journalist on urban planning and transportation, we talked to you at the top of the hour. Are you hearing anything from Mayor Dixon that you think is replicatable or even relevant to what's going on in Copenhagen?
Well, relevant, yes. Replicatable, unfortunately, maybe not. I'd actually love to hear Mayor Dixon talk a little bit about some of the sources of money that have paid for a lot of these innovations. I'm guessing that there's been some federal help. And I really applaud what they're doing. I think it's great. It's an unmitigated good thing. I think sounds like it's opened a lot of minds and changed lives.
Let's ask him. Mayor Dixon, how much did it cost?
Well, that's the challenge that we're having in any rebuilding process, whether it's after a major disaster or whether it's just a community cleaning up a blighted section of their town. You took your insurance money. FEMA paid 75% of what was there prior to the storm. The state of Kansas kicked in some money. We've had some major corporations and private individuals donate to a Greensburg Rebuilding Fund. And that has helped build our commercial or our municipal buildings back. As far as residential buildings, you took your insurance, and you had maybe a little assistance if you were in qualified from the state. Otherwise, you've got a new mortgage.
A new mortgage. Okay. Well, let's.
It's not all a freebie deal.
Right.
Right. So I mean, the numbers are big, certainly, what Mayor Dixon is talking about, Matt Dellinger. But it seems to me that if you take insurance out and put subsidy in, or, you know, kind of refinance in different kinds of ways, you might be able to get there with a community that wasn't hit by a tornado. Or am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong. I think in many ways, Greensburg, it's kind of the concept car of green building, right? I mean, you can have a bunch of guys at MIT build a car that runs on solar power, but it's very hard to replace the whole fleet because that prototype's very expensive to build. There's only so many people that can do it. Another point to make here is that in existing places that are not destroyed by a tornado, the greenest building is the one that's already built in most cases.
Right.
And you can tweak things here. You can adapt the buildings and insulate them better to achieve a lot of the stuff that building brand new LEED, which is a certification for environmentally friendly buildings.
Well, the Discovery Channel was interested enough in what you were doing in Greensburg to produce a series called Planet Green, which has Greensburg as an episode. Here are some pretty excited-sounding kids who did some video documentary of the rebuilding effort.
The blocks themselves are pretty neat. They're about 6 to 8 inches apart, and then they pour concrete down in the middle of them. So they're going to be pretty sturdy. Probably the sturdiest thing you can make your house out of at this point. Also, they're really green. Like, whatever the temperature of the ground is, goes right through the walls. The concrete absorbs the temperature of the ground and therefore transferring into the house. So it'll help a lot on the cooling bills in summer and heating bills in the winter because the ground doesn't change. The temperature usually stays about the same in the ground.
Now, that's from the Discovery Channel episode Greensburg on Planet Green. Bob Dixon, I've been to Kansas. I don't think anyone's getting rid of their air conditioning anytime soon, or are they?
Oh, no. We have our days when it can get rather warm, and with losing all the trees we had, that has made a tremendous impact, too, because we don't have the tree-lined streets and the shade in our yards like we had before.
But you've felt the difference in this using these kinds of building techniques?
Oh, yes, by far. We're just so blessed that we've had the concept for generations of being environmental stewards, but we have such advanced technologies to take advantage of the new building technologies to move boldly into the future. But it's about sustainability, and being green also has to be financially sustainable. And everybody in Greensburg's doing the best they can within the budget available. Not everybody can have solar panels on their roof, but they can have great insulation, good windows, good doors, face their house to take advantage
right.
of passive solar. All those little things that don't really add tremendous to your cost, but they can cut your energy consumption by over 50%.
Well, it's Bob Dixon, the mayor of Greensburg, Kansas, speaking with us from Greensburg, a very green town because it had to rebuild from scratch. And Matt Dellinger, of course, joined us, writer-journalist on urban planning and transportation. Neither of those guys were in Copenhagen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.